welcome to the Hartford City Church podcast. Again, having fun with my music this morning and wanting to give you a little encouragement to help you on your way for this day three of our Daniel fast. And today, man, I'm thinking about how when you're fasting, you think about food a lot. I don't know if anyone else has noticed that. But for those of you who don't know, the Daniel fast is basically a vegan menu, so no animal-based products at all, so you're trying to eliminate all of that good stuff from your diet. And then in addition, you don't do anything that's like considered pleasant food or stimulant, so you get rid of sugar, candy, sweets, dessert, caffeine, alcohol. Man, that's basically like when you're a kid and none of your friends can come over to play, if you know what I'm saying. But it's good. It's good. It makes you think about what we eat and where it comes from and how to prepare it. And you just have to put a lot more thought into preparing your menus for the day. So you think more about food and you kind of like, wow, I'm thinking a lot about food. But of course, during this fast, we're supposed to remember to pray and seek the Lord as well. And so the verse that comes to my mind is this Jesus quote, actually, when he's being tempted by Satan in the wilderness. And he's been fasting himself for 40 days. He's pretty hungry. Satan comes to him and says, man, if you're the Son of God, if you are who you say you are, then turn these stones right here into bread. And Jesus responds from Scripture. He says, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out of the mouth of God. So I've been thinking a lot about the Word of God today and how important it is in our lives to keep our focus on God. And we do that through His Word. And if you haven't been in the Word much, I encourage you to get into Scripture, to read a little bit, to listen to it. Most audio Bibles or Bible apps that you have now have an audio Bible portion that you can listen to. And if you're not a big reader, certainly listening to a little bit of Scripture every day is good. If you don't know where to start, I say start with the Gospels, what's called the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The words of Jesus, I mean, those are the words that are the words of life, the words that inspire us, the words that guide us. They're the words that challenge us, too. You know, some of his words are hard to understand. But I think it's important that we spend time in God's word. In fact, we got to put God's word first, above everything, even maybe above basic needs like food and clothes and shelter and basic family relationships. All of those things are important. But there's something about the Word of God that's even more important in our life. And not just the Word, but God Himself. It's really the presence of Jesus Christ that is the most important thing in our life. Today, for Scripture passage, I wanted to share with you from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, one of Jesus' teachings. And it came to me at a very young age, maybe like 10 or 11 years old, 12 years old. And it quickly became one of my favorite Bible verses. In fact, I would say that this verse is my favorite verse or my life verse. Matthew 6:33 was the verse that was given to me when I was baptized. And the verse says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you as well. But I'd like to read it in context today a little bit. So in this section, Christ is telling people not to worry, not to stress, to put things in the right perspective, to put things in their right priorities. So listen to the word of Jesus Christ as recorded in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? And can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. And yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these, or wasn't dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Wow, wise words that have guided me through my life, but especially in this moment in time, guide me as well. There's a lot of worrying going on. We're worried about the future. We're worried about what's going to happen. On a national level, we're worried about what kind of country we're going to live in. What's it going to be like for the various citizens of this United States under this brand new presidency and this time that we're living in? We're worried for our families. We're worried what's going to happen. How are my kids going to turn out? Am I going to find someone to marry or not? What's going to happen between me and my close friends? Are we always going to be close? What's going to happen with my parents? I'm worried about them. I'm not sure what the future holds. There is so much to worry about. But Jesus simply says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Kind of an encouragement to live in the moment, to be present today, to really focus on what we can do today. And what we can do today is we can set our priorities. And that's where my life verse comes into play. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. You know, I decided there are a lot of important things I could pursue in life, but I was going to put God and His purposes and His plans. That's what His kingdom is, really. God's purposes and His plans. I was going to put them first in my life. And then I could trust that God would take care of everything else. Family, necessities, goals, dreams, careers, money, security, whatever it is. The things that I need, and maybe I don't have all of the things that I want, but do I have all of the things that I need? And the question today is where is our priority? Our priority should be on the kingdom of God. You know, I've talked about allegiances. Our allegiance is first to Jesus Christ, and then all of our allegiances will fall into place. You see, even though I'm an American citizen, I can't put my American citizenship first. I can't put America first. I'm sorry. As a Christian, I'm not allowed to do that. I must put God and His kingdom first. Jesus Christ first in my life. And then you know what? It's not like He's going to forget about all of my other identities and allegiances. It's just that they will be put in order and He'll take care of that. He'll help me understand how to be a good citizen, how to be a good father, how to be a good husband, how to be the best friend that I can be, how to be a brother. How to be a pastor. So many different things I could put first in my life. But first is Jesus Christ. And I follow Jesus Christ first and foremost. And I hope and pray that all of you would do the same as well. So again, I encourage you today, spend some more time in scripture and in prayer. And just meditate on these words of Christ. They really help to center us, to give us peace. And I pray that the peace of Christ would be with you today. There is a peace, the writer Paul says in his letter to the people, the Christians living in Philippi. He says, there is a peace that passes all understanding, and it will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And boy, do we need that peace today. We need to know that Christ stands with us in the middle of the storm, in the middle of the darkness, in the middle of the pain. And when Jesus says, peace, be still, our hearts can rest, our minds can rest, our souls can rest. So I pray for you, peace today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Each day is enough trouble of its own. Put the kingdom of God first, and all of these other things, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear, what you're going to do, they'll be added to you as well. Your Heavenly Father really does know everything that you need, and He will provide. That's my prayer for all of you today. God bless.